Welcome. In this lesson, you'll learn how to glue a Total Science Uplifter Riser in Ableton Live 12 and turn it into a single, minimal CPU sample or playable instrument. We'll route layers to a bus, use light glue compression and modest effects, record the bus so reverb and delays are printed, and then load the result into Simpler or Sampler with warping off. The result: a full-sounding riser you can drop into drum and bass arrangements without carrying heavy synth racks and multiple effects chains. What you'll build: one glued audio bounce of a Total Science Uplifter riser that preserves character, pitch sweeps and reverb tails, a low CPU playback instrument, Simpler one-shot or a mapped sampler patch, optional short and long variants for different transition lengths, rendered efficiently. Step-by-step walkthrough. Setup and audition 1. Keep the original intact. Select your Total Science Uplifter track or multi-layer rack and duplicate it CMD/Ctrl+D. Work on the duplicate. 2. Create an Uplifter bus audio track. Route the duplicate riser track S output to that bus. If you have multiple layers, route all of them to the same bus. This is where we'll glue the sound. Glue bus processing light and musical 3. On the Uplifter bus, insert, add, utility to manage gain and make sure peaks are safe. EQ 8 with a low cut around 80-120 Hz to remove sub rumble. Use a gentle high shell for small dip if something is harsh. Glue compressor Ableton stock glue with conservative settings. Ratio around 2:1:4:1. Attack roughly 10-30 ms. Transients breathe. Release auto or about 150-300 ms. Set threshold to get around 2-4 dB of gain reduction at peak. Then add makeup gain as needed. A light saturator for mild harmonic glue. Drive only a little around 0.82 dB. And enable soft clip if you want more control. A light limiter only if you need final peak control. Bouncing wet sends and reverb cheaply for. If your riser uses expensive reverbs or delays on separate return tracks, send those to a dedicated return like Uplifter REV. Instead of keeping those effects live, print them into the resampled audio, solo the riser bus, and its return S and record resample the bus output so the reverb slash delay are included in the bounce. Alternatively, you can freeze and flatten the return tracks temporarily, but recording the bus ensures you have a baked wet version. Resampling the glued bus 5. Create a new audio track for recording. Set its input to resampling or directly to Uplifter bus if you can. Then arm the track. 6. Position the arrangement locators to the exact riser region you want and hit record an arrangement. Capture one clean take. The CPU will spike during the render but drop once you disable the original devices. 7. Stop. Trim the clip start and end, and consolidate CMD/Ctrl+J to make a neat one-shot. Add a short fade or two to avoid clicks, and normalize only if necessary. Optional freeze/flatten method 8. You can also freeze the original instrument tracks, and flatten them to get rendered audio, then route to the bus and resample. This is handy for quick offline renders. Prepare a low CPU playback instrument 9. Mute or delete the original instrument tracks after you've verified the render to free CPU. 10. Drag the consolidated audio into Simpler in one-shot mode or into Sampler if you need more control. Important CPU tips: turn warping off in the clip and in Simpler/Sampler. Disabling warp gives the lowest CPU use. If you need to change pitch, use Simpler's transpose or Sampler's pitch parameters. If you must warp, prefer repitch for lower CPU than Complex Pro. 11. In Simpler, set one-shot mode, trim loop points, set a short release envelope to avoid clicks, and keep voices set to 1 to minimize CPU. 12. Add a single utility for stereo width and gain. If you want more glue but still low CPU, one gentle glue compressor instance in the Simpler chain is enough. Saving short and long variants. 13. For multiple lengths, either record separate takes for short and long variants, or render the longest version and create shorter takes by repitching or trimming. Recording explicit lengths is usually the lowest CPU and highest quality option. Final housekeeping to minimize CPU. 14. Freeze and flatten Simpler only if you plan to convert it to an audio track you'll trigger, or export the final pre-rendered riser. Remove unused return tracks and heavy device racks. 15. Save the Simpler or Sampler preset. Right-click Save Preset and drag the consolidated audio into your user library for reuse. Common mistakes to avoid: leaving heavy reverbs slash delays live on return tracks and not printing them. You'll still have the CPU cost. Using Complex Pro warping for risers. It's CPU heavy. Prefer repitch or avoid warping. Forgetting to route all layers to the bus. The glued result will sound thin. Overcompressing the bus. Too much gain reduction kills movement and energy. Not matching riser length / BPM before recording. You'll get wrong pitch or timing. Deleting originals before confirming the render. Always keep backups until you're certain. Normalizing blindly. It can change perceived dynamics or push peaks. Pro tips and workflow notes: print reverb separately if you want both wet and dry options. Keep both baked versions for flexible blending. Use the resampling input set to the specific bus rather than master resampling if possible, to avoid capturing unrelated audio. Mute everything except the duplicate riser, the uplifter bus, and the record track when you render to prevent accidental background audio. Automations and macro moves must be active during resampling. They are not printed if they're disabled. Double check envelope playback. Add short fades 520ms at clip edges to prevent clicks, especially with filtered sweeps or abrupt endings. Name files descriptively with BPM, length and bit depth so you don't grab the wrong one later. Simpler is the lightest option. Disable warp, set mode to one shot, voices to one. Use sampler only if you need multi-zone mapping or advanced pitch algorithms. Reduce polyphony to one for one-shot risers and avoid adding live reverbs later. Instead, layer pre-bounced reverb tails as additional simpler layers if needed. Raise your audio buffer size while resampling 512/1024 samples to reduce CPU spikes. Latency doesn't matter for a print. Turn it back down when mixing or performing. Practice exercise. Glue the riser and produce two samples A. Load a Total Science uplifter and duplicate it. Route all layers to uplifter bus. B. On the bus, add EQ8HB at 100Hz. Glue compressor 2.5:1. Attack 20ms. Release auto and saturator 0.8 1.5 dB. C. Record resample the bus for an 8-bar take and consolidate. D. Make a short 3-bar variant by recording a separate take or repitching down from the 8-bar file. E. Load both consolidated clips into simpler one-shot. Disable warping, check transpose and play. Deliverable. Two saved simpler presets, long and short, and a note of the glue compressor settings used. Quality control checklist before you delete originals. Did you include the returns and wet effects you wanted printed? Are all automation and modulation moves baked into the resample? Do you have short fades at the clip edges to avoid clicks? Is warping disabled in simpler / sampler? Are voices set low 1 and unnecessary devices removed? Did you save the clip and device preset to your user library with a clear name? Do you have a backup of the originals until you're 100% happy? Recap: glue your riser by routing layers to a dedicated bus. Apply light EQ, mild glue compression and minimal saturation. Print wet returns so reverb and delays are baked. Then resample into a consolidated audio file. Load that file into simpler or sampler with warping off. Reduce voices and remove the heavy original instruments. This workflow preserves the movement and impact of the Total Science uplifter, while dramatically reducing CPU load, ideal for drum and bass transitions. That's the process. Follow the steps. Check your automation and returns, and keep organized samples and presets so you can reuse your glued risers across projects.